Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
What stinks? I'm not saying, no. Not so me. You just brought this thing up. No, there's something in my car that stinks.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Something
I don't know
your
if
seat?
It's stale. I tried to look because I got in the car this morning and I'm like, okay, what the heck? It smells like if the kids left a milk cup or something like that, and like it's a little, it's not super strong. It's not like it's spilled all over the place, and I'm dealing with that. But then maybe it's in a cup somewhere in the car. So I looked, you know, when I got here, really close, you know, as closely as I could, doing, you know,
without daylight,
and while trying to, you know, get into the building.
Yeah,
you know, I come in here as late as I can to still be able to get everything
so
done.
So it's a hint of unfreshness.
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, how do you get that out of there without my kid? It's definitely something my kids did, because
of course, yeah,
they leave. My back seat is a mess because of them.
Yeah, I could imagine. I get one of those from the Dollar Tree, the tree that you put on your
tree. See, I don't want to just mask it.
Right. That's no, you want to find it. I get it.
I want to get that before it gets even worse.
But you know, I like people to know when I'm bringing their groceries.
I've turned
and food.
Into an air freshener guy.
Yeah. When I'm bringing their food and their stuff, that their food and stuff came from a clean car.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. Yeah. I like that. What did you just read me about?
So I just read this. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Now, this is coming from someone who yesterday took two showers. But according to an expert, this is in the Post, the New York Post, that is, daily showers are, quote, purely performative and have no real health benefits.
Okay, so describe health benefit, right? Like, that's the thing. What's a health benefit? Because if you're a little dirty, it doesn't mean you're unhealthy.
No, but, I mean, we're talking just your overall health, but let's say you went to the gym, worked out, and didn't take a shower, now sweat and grease and everything, you're not washing your face.
I mean, I don't think that's unhealthy.
I'm not saying it's unhealthy, but, I mean, you could get acne, you know, you could have a really just dirt. I mean, you could just be dirty.
Yeah.
It's not unhealthy to be dirty. I understand that.
But you don't want to be dirty.
No. Like, I take showers because I don't want, like, you know, Brian halfway through the show go, Joe, you stink.
Why? Where was that written?
This was in the New York Post.
The editor should be fired. Because, like, that shouldn't be allowed. I'll tell you why. That shouldn't be allowed to be in print, because somebody's going to see that and be like, oh, I don't have to shower. Now they're going to be stinky.
Exactly. Like, it's a common courtesy. Especially if, now I understand, you work from home, you're one of these people who work from home, or maybe you can go a day or two without showering. I don't care. I don't have to see you. But you're in the office. It's just part of, you know, as George Costanza said, it's just part of living in a society.
How long do you shower for?
It depends. Like, I like to be a very quick shower person, but say I've been outside, it's cold, I have to take a shower. I like to take a longer shower, just warm up a little bit.
Yeah, just to, you know, warm up, or just a long day. You just breathe it in.
I can be in and out of the shower, new clothes and everything, in 5 minutes. My wife takes her a day. she takes forever in the shower. For me, it's I spend more time like, okay, I guess I have to do this now, going and talking myself into the shower than actually taking it.
When am I allowed to take away the bath toys from my kids? Because my oldest is in the shower, my youngest in the bath. They take forever.
Because of the bath toys?
Yeah. They're just playing around. Like, it's extra playtime before they have to go to bed. And I'm just like, wrap it up.
See, I like that. I feel my son's getting all his extra energy out, so he'll go to bed easier and won't have an episode like we had last night.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've not been proven correct on this, but it's still a thought of mine.
But is it like mean before a certain age to throw away the bath toys?
Well, I don't remember ever having bath toys, so they were taken away before an age I remember.
I'm trying to think. I had a cup, you know, to wash your hair with. That was the toy.
Oh, yeah.
The cup is the toy.
My son hates when I take the cup and, you know, and rinse out his hair. He hates that. It's his least favorite part of the bath.
You ever get that? You know, when they run out of the stuff to throw in the Happy Meal?
You just get the cup?
And the cup's the toy.
Got something.
It'll happen to everybody. We are just a day away from Halloween, and for the first time since 1938, children in Des Moines, Iowa, will be trick-or-treating on Halloween.
Congratulations.
What's been going on in Iowa?
That's a good question.
I'll tell you.
In the whole state or just Des Moines?
I have just Des Moines.
Okay.
Just Des Moines. Davenport, Joe, I'll be honest, I don't know what they do in Davenport, Iowa. No, I'm no expert. But I do know what they do in Des Moines.
Yeah.
They've been trick-or-treating on the 30th of Halloween, the so-called Beggar's Night, for more than 70 years.
Oh, my God.
This began decades ago in the hope of tamping down on hooliganism. How? I have no idea. What is the idea behind that? You know what? I know what'll stop kids from acting crazy. Instead of having them dress up and run around at night on October 31st, we'll have them dress up and run around at night on October 30th, and that'll take care of that.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Who came up with that?
I could see if Halloween was regularly on a Saturday night, right? And this town said, no, we're going to do it Thursday night. So it's not... So there, you know, is a urge to get home because you have something next day. This makes no sense to me.
But then it became tradition.
Yes.
Instead of yelling trick or treat in Des Moines, children are expected to tell a joke before receiving a treat. What would your joke be?
You put me on the spot. I don't know. Knock knock. Who's there? Give me some frickin' candy.
You want to hear mine?
Yeah.
This is my, you know, it's for a 5-year-old. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Harry.
Harry who?
Harry Wolf! I mean, if a 5-year-old told me that, I'd be like, that's pretty good.
Would you give out candy based on the joke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the delivery. You have to have a good delivery. Joe, as we found out in the past few days, the delivery is really... The joke, depending on the crowd, I mean, there's a lot that goes into being funny.
We really break down jokes, don't we?
The news media has spent a lot of time in the last 48 hours breaking down jokes and telling you what is and isn't funny. But heavy rain and thunderstorms are going to delay trick-or-treating until Halloween in Des Moines, Iowa. So for the first time, these kids will have the experience of trick-or-treating on Halloween.
So it's not a law change. It's just this year.
Well, all right. So here's the thing.
Because now I'm confused. Are these kids going to go back to the 30th next year?
Who every time, and I want a few people. Like, so Beggar's Night, I've heard this talked about a few times locally. I mean, it was just never a thing for me growing up. I never remember any knock on the door on the third. No one in school ever, you know, talked about going out the night before Halloween. I feel like this is an older generation thing, like older than our generation.
Yeah.
A beggar's night. Somebody explain it to me. What's it? 803-0930. Like, what exactly is going on?
You know who went out on beggar's night?
Who?
I've heard it every day for the last week. Alan Harris.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a beggar's night guy.
Why?
Well, now I know a question you got for him tomorrow at 6:10.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're hoping to get extra candy and then you're going to go out on Halloween too?
The only thing I can think of is the extra. Now you got two pumpkins full of candy.
Okay. All right. I guess I can see the logic from like an 8-year-old perspective, but I'm not going to give you any. If someone knocks on my door tonight, hey, trick or treat. I'm like, what are you doing here? Scram.
Yeah. Yeah. Better not come knocking on my door because I'm waiting for tomorrow, hoping that stuff's already 50% off and I'm driving home.
Yeah. That's where he's going. What's Beggar's Night? And then you mentioned the law change. How do you get everyone? I guess maybe in 1938 it was a lot easier, but how do you get everyone on the same page with that? Like, you go trick-or-treating on Halloween, and then, except in Des Moines, Iowa, like, everybody does it the day before. Says who?
Right.
Like, this isn't, you know, like, where does
who ran on that platform?
Like, who's, where does the law come into it? Like, nobody can tell you. I laugh. It's one of my favorite things every year that we get into the newsroom, you know, at least maybe even 10 of them. Every single year in the week leading up to Halloween, we'll get a news release, a fax, a phone call, you know what, from, you name the municipality. I think yesterday I saw Clarence come in. I saw West Seneca. I don't know where it was. This year, the trick-or-treating will take place in West Seneca from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. And I always look at that and go,
no
one gave me those bulletins when I was a kid. Like, no. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, who is going out and checking? Hang on a second. Wait, Frank, before, do we know what time we're supposed, are we allowed to start yet? Like, who does that?
It's 8:05, kid. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Didn't you read the news?
Yeah. Where have you been?
Trick-or-treating ended at 8 o'clock, so sorry. I legally cannot give you candy.
Right.
Is that how it's supposed to
work?
You're
going to get a ticket.
What's going to go on? Like, what happens if you're knocking on a door at 8:03?
Yeah. Appearance ticket. Come on.
Or do you get a warning first, and then they trail you down the street till you go back to your home?
Well, the good thing is I've never seen a cop car in my neighborhood, so I guess the trick-or-treat times are whenever you want
them to be.
That's
a good or a bad thing, depending on how you look at it.
Exactly. I mean... We don't. There are no Clarence police, so I've never seen a sheriff. I've seen a state trooper at the stop sign up the street. But
my
no
old
one.
Neighborhood, I think they opened up a substation on my street. So I don't know. But I like. Where does I don't know what time is trick or treating? And how many people have ever paid attention to what goes on? What's beggars night? All these questions I have.
We have a lot of Halloween questions.
There is a lot. 803-0930. On our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, there's already people chiming in, and a lot of people are saying it's the 70s. What about the 70s? Maybe they instead of the world's largest disco, it's just a beggar's night celebration one year.
That's what it was.
For the 70s, because I have a few texts coming in. In the 70s, on the east side of Buffalo, we trick-or-treated on beggar's night. Somebody else. In Tonawanda, in the 70s... Beggar's Night, Halloween, and Leftovers Night. If you're knocking on my door 3 days in a row, I'm so, like, again, just scram, kid.
Hey, it's November 1st. I noticed your skeleton is still up. I want more candy.
Maybe that should be the rule. Oh, now we stumbled on something good. Thank God you just said that. Maybe that should be the rule. Halloween lasts as long as your Halloween decorations are up.
You have to give out candy every day until you take the skeleton down.
If you are, like, that's the... Can I get a news... Can one of these people send a news release on that so I can broadcast it? That's the official rule in the town of, you know, whatever. Halloween goes from 5 to 8, starting on Halloween night and lasting every single night your Halloween decoration is up. So as long as that skeleton's up in your front yard and your house is covered in cobwebs, expect... at least three kids to knock on your door demanding a Three Musketeers.
I like it. I like it. I like the candy bar choice, too.
Yeah, I used to... You know what? I've fallen out of the Three Musketeers. Used to be one of my favorites.
I don't eat candy bars anymore, but I love Three Musketeers.
I used to love it. Now it's too plain.
Is it? I can't tell you the last time I had one, but it was one of my favorite.
It. Now it's like, all right, Milky Way, even... You know how it goes. It's Three Musketeers is like...
Standard.
Yeah. And then the Milky Way. All right. We added the caramel in there. Yeah. And then the Snickers, peanuts too. Right? It's like you got the regular, the one that everyone buys, and then the deluxe.
The premium, yeah. I was a big fan of the Snickers peanut butter when they came out with it. That's my... I like anything with peanut butter. Like, you need peanut butter to, you know, but I also like Three Musketeers, so.
I haven't heard of this one. In the 60s, Beggar's Night... This is from our text board. Was for collecting money. We would yell trick or treat for UNICEF, then turned in the money at school. Now, I remember people trick or treating for UNICEF and having like the little box, like the UNICEF box or something like that. I remember that. I don't think I've ever seen it handing out candy, probably because nobody has cash or change anymore. Not like a great idea.
You can get my Aldi quarter. That's really the only money I have.
That's it.
Money for the cart.
And then the next time you're in the Aldi parking lot, you're just like, UNICEF.
Yeah.
They got me again. Someone said in Depew they still do Beggar's Night trick-or-treating. Okay.
So tonight?
Get ready.
Yeah, Depew, I hope you got your candy ready.
But I'm looking at, it looks like Depew, Tonawanda, and maybe that's just where everyone's listening. The east side of Buffalo were the three big Beggar's Night communities in Western New York.
Yeah.
To me personally, I don't get it. And it's never been a thing for as long as I've been alive.
It's always been Halloween for me.
But I also did not grow up in Depew.
By the way, someone also put that they're, that you know tomorrow's the biggest pizza day other than the Super Bowl. And that is 100% true. Tomorrow is the busiest pizza day for pizzerias. Like, if you're planning on getting a pizza, this is just a PSA for our listeners. You should probably pre-order that pizza today because it is the second busiest pizza day of the year.
Yeah. I've always heard everybody say that. And so, you know what I never do? Order a pizza.
Yeah.
When
I worked at Lenovo, let me tell you, that was actually a better day for tips because they didn't schedule every driver like Super Bowl. So you did get, you know, you would be constant all night. It was a good day for drivers. And like I said, if you want pizza, that's fine. Pre-order it now.
Good idea to have. Yeah. Or else you're going to be waiting a long time.
If pizza is what you crave on Halloween and there's no other substitute, yeah, you might want to get that in today.
I'll make a good roast. Because of that, I'm always make something at home. Make something easy.
Yeah.
Get it in there and then go out. And then you're having candy for dinner, really, if we're being honest.
Exactly.
You have something light and then you have your candy dinner.
Yeah, if you have any leftovers.
Well, the kids always have leftovers.
That's true. I think my son's a little too young to go out this year, so next year.
Oh, come on. Bring him out.
Maybe to a house or two to get that social media picture.
That's like the neighbors. Like, that's what we do. That's probably what we'll do with our youngest. They'll go to a couple neighbors' house. They want to see him dressed up and then, all right, back home.
Yeah.
And now my 4-year-old's going to want to go all over the place. So don't tell him about Beggar's Night, by the way.
So someone's going to have to stay at the house, give out candy, and someone's going to have to go with your son.
Yeah. That's usually not a problem. I like going house to house. I'm usually the one who's walking around.
I like giving
bringing them all over the place.
So I hope my wife likes going house.
Well, he likes doing both. He likes giving out candy too. So he wants to make his way back home eventually. So it actually works out perfectly. He wants to make his way back home. I don't have to wrangle him up and say, "All right, we're done," because he's ready to go back and hand it out to everybody left over.
Nice.
Likes looking at the costumes, saying, "Everyone, nice costume. Thank you."
Very nice.
Given the little exchange, I mean, it's his favorite holiday. It's turning into one of my favorite holidays too. And then, as you pointed out, next year we get to enjoy it on a Friday, right?
Yes, right. Friday, Halloween.
Even Thursday's not that bad.
No, Thursday's not bad.
Yeah, because you can write off Friday.
You got one day.
it's not that much to do.
Friday. I remember as a kid, Friday, Halloween, that was a fun one.
Someone else said, no more trick-or-treat for UNICEF. Don't see that anymore. Frozen Three Musketeers.
I haven't tried that.
Wouldn't that be too hard? Like, doesn't that, that fake chocolate stuff is in the middle, like, freeze up?
I mean, there's probably a time limit. I love frozen Reese cups. That's my favorite.
Those would be good. The Snickers ice cream bar.
Yeah, very good.
That's pretty good. I like them all. Hey, more on this. And if you're walking around, jaywalking, now legal in New York City, if you're trick-or-treating there for whatever reason, listening to us, I don't know. But
every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
No crosswalk necessary.
Yeah, so much more to get to here on WBEN. Back here, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN. How's it going, Joe?
Yeah, hey, we're doing great, I'm excited for, I was about to say Thanksgiving, for Halloween. We were talking about Halloween in the last segment. Tomorrow, I'm going to dress up. We're doing a costume contest here. Brian, I wish you would get involved. We're doing a costume contest. I'm not going to, no more secrets. I'm going to dress up as Columbo. And can I come to work as a blonde Columbo?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Okay. Like, I don't want to go get the wig for 2 hours at work.
Yeah.
I got everything else. I got the suit. I got the jacket.
It's not a terrible costume to wear to work.
No.
That's just, I just feel like.
I got the cigar.
You can't wear, not everyone can wear a costume to work. It's not appropriate for everybody.
Here it's fine.
For
I've seen interns
people.
Back in the day come here in their pajamas.
All right. I know we're not on camera.
No.
Like, if you turned on the evening news and Lester Holt was wearing an eye patch and he had
he's
a parrot on his shoulder.
He's getting the spirit. No, I mean, I don't have to worry
about
it.
You know what I mean, though? Like,
I don't have to worry about it because when they bring people around here, they never introduce anyone to me. Yeah. So I'm fine.
Well, wearing a trench coat, you know, you definitely won't have to worry about yeah. that. Like,
keep the tradition going on.
Okay. Oh, it's the night before Halloween, 803-0930. We'll go to the phones. Trish in Buffalo, you're on WBEN. Trish, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'm in my 80s, late 80s, and I never did Beggar's Night, but my friends did. They lived in Blaisdell, and it's you don't dress in costume, you dress in grubby clothes, and people were ready and waiting. They had, we used to do it for pennies, and they'd hand out pennies to the little beggars that came to the door. So
pennies.
That's how it was.
Now, Trish, why didn't you take part in Beggar's Night?
My mother didn't allow it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I like it. But I like it.
You went trick-or-treating on Halloween?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we did. Yes.
When does it start? When does it end where you live?
The 5 to 8 business.
Okay.
And I think it's because there's so many cars on the road now, and they want the kids back home before it really gets too dark. That's my thought on it.
That makes sense. Especially in areas where you don't have a lot of sidewalks or anything
right.
like that.
Right, and then at 5 o'clock hour is usually after dinner, so people are ready. And that's all my theory, though.
Hey, I like it. Trish, thanks for the call, and have fun
tomorrow.
You're quite
welcome.
It's certainly after my dinner, 5 o'clock.
After your dinner?
Yeah.
I ate at 6:30.
I'm an early... Oh, if I wait till 6:30... I'm getting hangry.
Well, 6:30 is the time on my schedule, and that's the schedule I made with my coach, Brian, and 6:30 works out perfectly for me.
I could not do it. I will flip over somebody's table. It wouldn't be a pretty picture. But no, the beggar's night for pennies, okay, I see that. That would be tough to do. How many pennies you got laying around?
I can think of one that I kicked out of my car accidentally yesterday. So I have one less penny. But she said that was in the 50s, right? With inflation, how much is that now?
I was going to say, penny, probably making out pretty good if you went around house to house. Yeah, I mean, the 8 o'clock makes sense. Like, what's the cutoff? 803-0930 on our, which, by the way, on our Volkswagen Porsche Park text board, somebody said just spray your hair. I am pro that. You should.
I'm
if
not
you
want
to win the Halloween costume contest, spray paint your hair.
But if I don't win, then I really
put
wasted.
A little shoe polish in there, and no wig necessary. I think you should do it.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing that because then I have to sit with that hair for a few days, and no one will get it.
Get what?
Why my hair's
be like? Wow, you'll watch. You'll do it, and people will be like, "Wow, Joe, really looking sharp."
You don't think the blonde hair is looking sharp?
Well, I'm just saying, like you might. You get what color hair was Columbo? Black. Jet black?
Well, I'm colorblind. That was my next question. What color was Columbo's hair?
Well, that could be your costume. I'm Columbo, as seen through the lens of myself.
No. I mean, he's got dark hair.
Okay.
And it's a little longer than mine.
Yeah. Just.
I think I'm going to go without Columbo's hair, and I won't have the glass eye in. But everything else will be right to Columbo.
Shoe polish. I don't know. Just for Men, something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Just show up with a brand new look.
I'll be out this afternoon. Maybe I'll find something.
Have people on Saturday being like, "What's going on here?"
Yeah, exactly. What are you doing? I dressed up for a work contest. Did you win? No.
I mean, they make like sprays for Halloween
you can wash
costumes
it right out.
That wash right out.
Yeah,
you know, too. So
I'll go.
You had that. Somebody else. Halloween the 60s. We had homemade cookies, trays, popcorn. No fear of the snacks. Do you find that I remember homemade snacks, getting some of those. Like somebody would hand you like a bag of popcorn or something like that.
I remember the popped popcorn, apples, which I always thought was funny because you always heard about not eating the apples you got on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always someone on our street that would give a notebook, which would go well with my Columbo
pencils.
And then we had someone that would give us a toothbrush.
Okay.
So everything else was candy.
I don't think we had a toothbrush. I remember pencils. I remember like popcorn. I think like a few cookies. Like somebody cracked open a thing of Oreos and just put them all in a bunch of bags. Like that was,
yeah.
I remember getting that. There's nothing wrong with that. I like Oreos.
And the house at the corner, I don't think they live there anymore, but I still won't say the street. The house at the corner of my parents' street and the street that the middle school's on gave out king-size candy bars. So
nice.
You always want to make sure you hit that house up.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
That's you pinpoint the neighborhoods.
Yes.
Where you go to. It does make sense, like 8 o'clock, everything. Like when's a good ending time, do you think?
I think 8:30 is fine. I mean, again, if someone's at my door at 9, yeah, you'll probably still get candy. You come to my door at 10, I'm asleep. Like, I'm sorry, I'm out.
Oh, for me, that's much earlier. Like, 9 is no
way. I will probably stay up a little later tomorrow.
I definitely will end up being up a little later, but don't. 9 o'clock, like, sorry.
I mean, I don't know
you missed your shot.
I don't know what's happening with me. I was in bed by 8:30 last night. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on. I used to be up till 11 and be fine. Now, like, 8:30, I'm like, I'm just going to close my eyes.
You're a grown man who's in work before 5 a.m., so that's what happened.
That's been the case for 6 years, and I'm still...
You need to get some sleep sometime. Yeah. No, like, 8's a good time where, you know, 8:30, you know, it's not like I have a hard cutoff day, but, like, 8:30, I'm starting to be like, all right, it's been a long day.
Light goes off.
Yeah. We're kind of done here.
I still have to get a light bulb for tomorrow. We don't have a porch light right now.
Yeah, you're going to get no one. There's going to be no one there.
It's on the list, too. The hairspray and light bulb are on the list for this afternoon.
We got quite a few texts coming in on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Somebody said, Halloween's evolved so many times through the years. Joe, I appreciate everybody's comment. Everyone has their own opinion. My opinion is that this is a terrible opinion. I think it's time to end Halloween trick-or-treating and just have Halloween events and parties. Yeah. No.
No.
I'm sorry. Like, again, everyone has their own opinion.
Yep.
Some of my ideas you probably think are absolutely terrible. I think that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, I mean, I want something. I get the point of the text, I think. A lot of neighborhoods aren't what they used to be, right? You don't know your neighbor like you did 20, 30 years
ago. Whose fault is that? Yours.
Right. But what I'm saying is, like, this is the one thing of kind of a neighborhood's supposed to be a community. You're supposed, mm-hmm. This maybe walking your kid to the door, you strike up a conversation.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping to do tomorrow. Hey, I've been here since January. How you doing?
Yeah. It's nice. I mean, people like seeing the kids. People, you know, you get to meet people, and it's the story that gets done to death every single year. And I think I had somebody do this last year, which is just how overblown. We might have talked to somebody on the air how overblown the Halloween fears are. You know, of the candy and like how dangerous it is Halloween night. Like statistically, one of the safest nights of the year.
Yep.
You know, if you go around, depending on what you're talking about. So, I don't know. I think a lot of it is, I'm sorry, I know they're fun events. When I see a trunk or treat, which is like, again, it's nice that people will throw on events as like extra things for kids to do because, you know, I know at least for my 4-year-old, but I remember when I was a kid, you're so excited for the Halloween costume and like you love it and you only end up wearing it, you know, maybe to school that day. Yeah. And then later that night, you like 4 hours out of it. You make such a big deal out of it and you hardly ever wear it. So it is nice. Some of these other events that get thrown on. But the idea of a trunk or treat replacing trick or treating like makes me go, ugh.
No. Yeah.
But come on.
It's a good addition. Like, it's a good reason to get your costume.
It's the ultimate nerfing out of.
Yep.
Trick or treating is a great. You know, we were talking about it when the ballpark went cashless. And how I was kind of saying, like, you know what you miss is the ballpark or the stadium. You know, it's true at the arena. It's true at the football stadium. But usually it was the ballpark because it's a lot less crowded. So one of those first places where your parents might give you a $10 bill. Here, like, oh, you want a hot dog or you want something like it? Here you go. Go figure it out. You know where I am. It's printed on your ticket.
Exactly.
Well, now it's not printed on your ticket anymore.
No.
And no one takes cash.
Right.
And I'm not giving you my credit card.
No.
Sorry. I love you, son, but I don't trust you.
And less and less people are going to have the card because now more and more people just on their phone.
Yeah, and like I feel like Halloween is kind of one of those things. It's a great time for kids to go out on their own. You're at night walking around with your friends. You know, what age do you stop the supervision too? Like that's another great Halloween question.
Five.
Of when you five might be a little too young. but I don't know if it's a crate like it's. I don't think it's much older than that.
I don't remember what age I started going out on my own. I always remember my parents being there.
I mean, I by
like
the
when
time
I was 15, they were no. I'm just,
by the time you're like 10,
what time do you stop trick or treating?
What age?
What age? Yeah, what time? What
you're
age?
In high school.
Yeah, I don't remember trick or treating.
I think once you're in high school, you're too old.
I actually don't remember trick or treating the last year of middle school. Like I think 2001 was the last time I trick or treated. 23 years ago.
Yeah, no, I remember through middle school.
My math is bad. 25 years
and ago. By the end, it was by the end you felt like you were robbing people. Like you felt a little bad about
when
it.
When you've got the pillowcase and not in a costume, yeah.
Yeah, I mean the pillowcase I had all throughout.
Oh, did
like
you?
We're filling up that at least one pillowcase on Halloween from age 5 to 12 or whenever I stopped. But like 8th grade, you started to feel like, all right, you know, this is and you're. You're at somebody's porch next to a 4-year-old, like, and their parents. Like, you start to be like, "All right, maybe we're doing something else on Halloween from now on."
Yeah,
but
and you did.
Definitely high school. But like that idea, like kids, you go out on your own. You're not just like out on your own at night, but then you're also like going, saying hi to somebody. You know, you're ringing the doorbell. You're doing this and that. Like it's one of those like teaching moments for kids.
Yes,
and now. You know, some people even want to take that away from you. You're like, no, go. I'll be right here. And you can go to the end of the parking lot by this trunk. Like, come on, give me a break.
I don't remember trunk or treat when I was a kid. That seems like something that popped up during COVID.
It definitely got more popular during COVID.
Yeah.
But it was around even before that.
Okay.
But the idea of it is, again, as a supplement, you want to do a trunk and get some more candy, you know, have at a kid.
Right.
But like some people using it as a replacement of trick or treating because it's just too dangerous to be out there, which again, find false. And I just, no, like that's just that's bad.
Yeah, I agree.
Let them be out there.
House to house, you know, learning how to talk with people. Learning how to have face-to-face conversations, maybe building relationships for the future.
Yeah. Have you noticed this, though? It's really like hit and miss on neighborhoods and trick-or-treating. Everyone I talk to is either you're like me and you have 100 kids or you have 0 or 1.
Yeah. Yes.
And there's no in between.
And sometimes streets that aren't that far from each other, you'll hear like, oh, I got 100 and then like 4 blocks over, I didn't get anyone.
Our street is lined with cars on Halloween, like beginning at 5 o'clock, and they're coming in from all over, and we have a ton of trick-or-treaters, and you talk to other people and they're like, oh, we hardly have any. Like, has it gone away? Like, I just kind of took for granted, no matter where you were, actually, you couldn't where I lived in the little apartment townhouse complex. It wasn't allowed. No trick-or-treating.
Oh, really?
So you had to go out somewhere. But unless you were in a place like that, no matter where you were, you could just go out and, you know, in your neighborhood.
Exactly.
Now I feel like it's probably not the same. I think there's probably some streets where if, you know, you live on there and it's like, I'm not even going to bother. Like, where can I go? You got to drive me somewhere.
Until this year, I've been in apartment buildings. So this will be an experience.
You think you're going to get a lot?
I do.
But maybe you're like the one neighborhood where everyone's going into.
Yeah. Well, people are definitely going to the neighborhood behind us with all the big houses. but there's a lot of kids like there's a lot of kids on our street. So I'm interested.
Is it kid dependent? Is that what will?
I think so. And then, you know, maybe, you know, you have the 1 year where you go down and go, no one's porch lights on. Like, two people are giving out candy. Mm-hmm. And that's what prompts you to, we're going over there.
Well, that's what was strange about when we moved into our street. I don't think there were any, I mean, maybe one kid on our block. Maybe. I mean, now there's a couple more, but it was still packed. Like, there's no kids live here, but, like, it's still packed, and you get, like, 100 people coming to your door. So I was like, all right, like, how is that? Yeah, it must have that reputation of, like, always people would come over here, because, like, how is that true? There's no kids who live here. Yeah, it's the busiest street.
That's weird.
In all Western New York, or at least it seemed that way to me.
Yeah, that's weird.
Never seen that many. We ran out first year. Had to, you know, adjust.
I'm hoping I don't run out, but I'm hoping I also get rid of all of it. Does that make sense? Like, I don't want to have candy laying around. I can't currently eat candy, so I don't want candy laying around. I don't want to be...
Well, just give it to me.
Well.
Problem solved. I'll
bring it in. There you go.
Problem solved. We talked about this early this morning, Joe. Jaywalking is now legal in New York City. They passed a legislation over the weekend. Eric Adams, the mayor there, didn't sign it, didn't veto it, so it goes into effect, permitting pedestrians to cross a roadway at any point, including outside of a crosswalk and against traffic signals. Now, I have mixed feelings on this, Joe, because I generally think that it's a good idea. Like, if you are just getting a jaywalking ticket, I think that's bogus.
Yes.
Like, you're usually an adult who successfully crossed the road.
Yeah, congratulations. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, you're going to give me a hassle or give me a ticket over that. That's bogus. At the same time, is there like a middle ground that we can have? And I don't know the ins and outs of this law in New York City, but I feel like there should be an understanding. And I think it kind of has to be written in the law for purposes of when this happens and insurance and everything like that. Like, look, you will never get a ticket. Like, that should be. We are not going to ticket you for jaywalking. Like, you are not going to get a ticket for crossing the road. But if you're crossing the road against a traffic signal and you get hit or something happens or you doing that causes an accident, maybe you don't get hit, but
you're
two
liable.
Cars. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't hold. Like, if a driver of a motor vehicle drives through a crosswalk, right, when it's supposed to be a red light, well, yeah, that's on the driver. But if you're just going anywhere on the street to cross the street, the driver of the motor vehicle shouldn't be held responsible, and you should be liable for whatever you caused.
I don't think that's
ridiculous.
I think that's a smart rule. Now, I don't know. Like, I feel like after reading just a blurb on the New York City law, it's just, oh, you know, it's legal.
The street's a crosswalk.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if that would be the case. So, like, now what happens in that case?
It's a great question.
Like, are you still at fault? Are you, you know, do the traffic signals mean nothing? I think a lot has to be cleared out here. But there is that, like, middle ground where, okay, we're not giving tickets. I mean, that's the big gripe. We're not giving tickets for crossing the road.
But everything else stays true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we have that?
I think so.
Would you be in support of that?
I would.
Buffalo, like, or Western New York?
I want to say I can't imagine that anyone would pass a law without, you know, making sure that was the case. But we've seen a lot of dumb moves from politicians. So
nobody reads the entire thing.
Yeah. I mean, good for – I actually think what Eric Adams did was good politics, right? He didn't want his name on it, but he didn't want to dismiss it. So he just let it sit there until it was a law.
Yeah, I mean, that's by not doing anything, you are making it. It's like what I say about voting all the time. Like, sometimes not doing anything is making a statement too. Yeah. And that's what he did here. It's like, look, I'm kind of agree. Also don't want to encourage everybody just run across the road
my
in front of a car.
Will not touch it.
Yeah. So I don't know. If that middle ground is there, they might have stumbled on something brilliant.
Jaywalking, though. Great segment on the old Tonight Show.
Oh, it was the only night I watched.
Yeah.
So, you're going to talk to people and have them answer questions?
Jaywalking and headlines.
See it.
When he had the paper, the cutouts from the papers. I like those.
Was that Monday and Tuesday?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Those were the 2 days.
Those were good days.
I watched the first segment of the Tonight Show. And then it's like, stay tuned for our guest.
Yep. Right off.
No.
Unless the guest was Norm, I'm off.
That's not going to happen. We'll be back here on Halloween tomorrow.
That's right.
All right. Getting you ready for it. B-Mans and Beamer on WBEN.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.